Can you tell us about one trip down, some memorable story about one of your trips down the river?
Well, I don't know. Some were all memorable at all different times, depending on what you'd call memorable.
Well, you said you went in all kinds of weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, first winter I carried that was in down in January, last part of January. I was going down, when I went down river, the cold weather hit right after I left Eagle, and I don't think I ever see it above 60 below for 2 weeks. And I know I got to Charlie Creek there, and the next morning it was 69 below. And I waited until about 8 o'clock when I was looking, it was 68 then. So anyway, I left and went down to Woodchopper, 68 below. Of course, you had to keep moving. The dogs, they got moving too, because they didn't want to stop very long. The trail was pretty good though, because when it was cold, or usually the trail, you didn't have no, it was packed down good. Well, then when I get down, it was that way all the way to Circle, and going back up, when I got to Eureka Creek, in the mouth of Weber Creek, well, there was from there to Woodchopper, just a regular canyon, bluffs on both sides, and that wind can blow. And I could see up there around Woodchopper Bluff, I could see the snow in the air. I thought then, I said, well, I knew what I was getting into, I said, and I, because the breeze started blowing there then. I hadn't hit the wind yet. But there was a breeze blowing, but I could see the snow blowing. So I said, well, we're going to go through it. And we went up, me and the dogs, and for about 3 miles below that bluff, we hit that wind, and just head on, too. Had to go right into it.